me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
A long time ago, when the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Jewish people were exiled. They left Eretz Yisrael and they went to Babel. And in Babel, they built a community. They had jobs. They learned Torah. They had shuls. And their families came together as a community. There was a group of men who had a job. They worked with reeds. They would wake up early in the morning, go down to a shimmering lake, and cut reeds that came up in and near the water. And then they would weave the reeds, and it was used to make baskets and mats and clothing. And what was nice is that they were working hard. They had each other's company. And in the middle of the day, when the sun was very strong, they would take a break, and it was their lunch break. They would find a shady spot under a tree, and they would all eat lunch together, sitting in a big circle. And these men had a custom. They would each bring food from home, figs, nuts, bread, chicken, whatever they might have brought from home that day, and they would put it in a big basket. And then the food in the basket was divided evenly between all of the workers that were sitting there. This way, nobody had to feel jealous of somebody else's lunch. Like, oh, wow, his looks so much better than mine. There was lots of variety, and it just worked. It's the way they did lunch together and relaxed and chatted. One day, Ezra noticed that as people were starting to empty their bags and dump them into the big basket, Levi's face looked a little different that day. I wonder if Levi didn't have enough money to bring food today. I have an idea, Ezra said. Everybody, I'm gonna help collect all the food today. And Ezra walked around and said, would you like to put your food in? Would you like to put your food in? And as he walked past Levi, he made it look like Levi was also putting food in. And he put his own food in the basket. Ezra finished collecting all the food, and he said, and now I'm going to walk around and give out the lunch to everybody so we could all sit together and chat. And do you know what Ezra did? Ezra gave himself a teeny, tiny, minuscule portion of food and made sure that Levi got lunch just like everybody else in the group. And in this way, everybody ate a delicious lunch and nobody was embarrassed. And after lunch was over, they went back to cutting their reeds to get them all ready to be woven into beautiful baskets and blankets and mats and clothing. And Ezra taught me and teaches all of us a lesson that in Babel, even though the Jews were no longer with a Beit HaMikdash, were no longer in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Galut, they could build community and take care of one another. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Bo, after we learn about the last three Makot, Bet stands for two in Gematria, and Aleph is one, 2 + 1 = 3, we learn about the last three Makot, and we also learn about a special mitzvah called Korban Pesach. And it was a korban that the families ate together inside of their homes. They had to bring a sheep or a lamb first on the 10th day of Nisan, and on the 14th of Nisan, they ate it all together as a chabura, as a group. you didn't eat your Korban Pesach alone. It reminded us, it reminded the Jewish people when they were staying inside their houses that night that the most important part of building community, of building family, of getting ready to leave Mitzrayim and be on our way to become a nation that accepts the Torah is to take care of one another in big and little ways. Let's all take upon ourselves to go out of our way to look for the needs of other people, whether it's a brother or a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, somebody on the field, somebody in the lunchroom, in school. Because looking out for other people and taking care of one another is the way we build a strong nation. Shabbat Shalom!